Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom God raised from the dead, amen. Salvation, which Peter speaks about in our text from the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, salvation is one of those basic Christian themes. In other words, the Christian message, Christian teaching, Christian preaching, Christian practices, Christian faith and hope can all be said to be centered in salvation. Salvation from the one true God and salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ. But what is salvation? Sometimes I think we take that for granted. We take for granted that God saves, but aren't necessarily particularly clear about what that salvation is. Salvation is one of those basic themes, and as such, we simply speak about Christ as our Savior. We simply speak about the mission of the church as seeking and save those who are lost. We speak about our hope as eternal salvation. And of course, those are good things, but it's also good to be clear about what salvation involves. And in this passage from the fourth chapter of Acts, Peter speaks both about where salvation comes from and something about its nature. Well, to get at this, we should take a step back, go back at least a day, and remember that Peter and John had been going to the temple when they come across a lame beggar. He asked for money, but Peter says, well, I don't have any silver, I have no gold, but I'll give you what I have. And then he says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And he takes him by the hand and picks him up, and the man can walk. And the man can jump up and down too, apparently. And so he goes with them, walking and jumping and praising God and thanking him. And of course, that the noise and the excitement gets the attention of people. And then when they realize that it was this man who just a few minutes before had been lame, they become amazed. They are astonished. And they want answers. So Peter gives them an answer. How did this happen? Not by our own power, but by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith in his name, this man was made strong. This man was made whole. This man received health. And then Peter goes on to proclaim Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. And he urges the people to repent so they would receive forgiveness and all the blessings of their God through his servant Jesus. Well, for the chief priests and the other leaders of the Jewish people, this is too much, because it was just a matter of weeks before that there was another big commotion in the temple. At the center of it all was Jesus. He comes into the temple and then clears it of all those who are selling things, and then he makes himself at home and starts to teach, and the people start to listen. The chief priests, the scribes, the other leaders of the people, they want to do something about Jesus, but the people are listening to Jesus. And so they try to trap him. Here come the chief priests, here come the scribes, here come the Sadducees, all trying to trick Jesus, all trying to trap him in his words, but Jesus handles them all. And the people apparently are delighted and want all the more to listen to Jesus. They hang on his every word. They start coming early in the morning just to listen to Jesus. It's all too much. And of course, as you know, they had Jesus betrayed and arrested and crucified. Well, here, now only just some weeks later, are two of Jesus' closest disciples, closest followers in the temple, and proclaiming that Jesus had been raised from the dead, and proclaiming that in him was the resurrection of the dead, and urging the people to repent and believe in him, to put trust and faith in his name. And they were working wonders. Here's this lame man who walks. Well, they take direct action. They send in the guard, and they have Peter and John arrested. And then they bring them up for a trial. And they ask them. So it's Peter and John and the chief priests, including Annas and Caiaphas and other members of the high priestly family and other scribes and other leaders of the people. And they want to know from Peter and John, by what power, by what name did this happen? Now, note well, they don't dispute that something remarkable happened. They don't argue about that. They know something remarkable happened. But how did it happen? And so Peter answers them directly. If you want to know by what name, by what power, how this has taken place, how this man was saved, then know this. It was by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. That's how this man stands before you, whole, strong, healthy. He was the stone you, the builders, rejected, Peter goes on. And God has made the cornerstone. And then he concludes, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. So, salvation in and through Jesus. Salvation by the name of Jesus Christ. Salvation by the authority and the power of Jesus Christ includes wholeness, strength, health. And this is in keeping with what other things that Luke brings out in the gospel and in Acts. Turning to the gospel, what does salvation include? It includes forgiveness of sins. The sinful woman who anointed Jesus' feet, what did Jesus do? He tells her, your sins are forgiven, and he assures her, your faith has saved you. Salvation includes being cleansed. So the lepers come to Jesus, and he cleanses them. And the Samaritan one turns back and worships Jesus. And he tells him, rise and go, your faith has saved you. The woman with the issue of blood, she touches Jesus' garment, and she is healed. And Jesus assures her, your faith has saved you. The blind beggar outside of Jericho calling on Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus asked him, what do you want? I want to regain my sight. You can have your sight back. Your faith has saved you. So from uncleanness and disease and infirmity, these things are salvation in and through Jesus for all who believe in him. The Gerasene demoniac, Jesus casts out those demons, and those who saw him remark about how the demon-possessed man had been saved. There's even salvation from the devil and from all that is evil. And there's even salvation from death. When Jesus hears Jairus being told that his daughter is dead, he tells Jairus, do not fear, only believe. She will be saved. And he raised her. Salvation is forgiveness of sin. Salvation is health and wholeness and strength and cleanness. Salvation is being delivered from the devil. Salvation is rising from the dead. And so when Peter announces that salvation is in no one else, he means forgiveness. He means health. He means cleanness. He means righteousness and purity and eternal life. That salvation comes in and only through Jesus. But indeed it comes. When Jesus did these things, what happened? Yes, sins were forgiven. The sick were made well. Demons were thrown out. The dead were raised. But Jesus also came against opposition and he was crucified. But God raised him from the dead and showed that, yes, there is salvation in and through him. Yes, there is forgiveness, there is health, there is life and salvation in all of its dimensions through Jesus. And that salvation is for you. On Pentecost, when Peter is preaching, he remembers and he preaches off of what Joel, the prophet Joel, said, and it closes by saying, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And indeed, it is that way. Everyone who believes in Jesus. Everyone who puts their trust, everyone who puts their hope in on Jesus for salvation, they will receive it. You will receive it. So as we go on in this world where there is still sin, where there is still sickness, where there is still infirmity, where there is still blindness and deafness, where there's still evil and the devil, where people still die, remember, believe in, put your hope in Jesus. Because when he comes again, you will receive salvation. You will receive all the blessings of God through his servant Jesus. These things are all for you. And so I urge you, look for that. Trust in that. Hope in that. And they will be yours. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, whom God raised from the dead. Amen.